Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, November 5th. It's election day if we had an election.
Yeah, and give us a break. We're just getting used to daylight savings time going off. All right?
Yeah, it is true. This is interesting here. 7 in 10 adults think that their partner ignores them on purpose.
All right, they're wrong. Next story.
They say, on average, men will not hear what their partner is saying 7 times per week. Women do the exact same thing, but you do it less, 6 times a week.
That's not true. I hear blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. What was that? Of course I heard you. They said that they were concerned about their partner's selective hearing, that it actually could be due to genuine hearing loss, and 40% said they know for sure that their partner has legitimate hearing issues. I know being in radio, my hearing has gone to the wayside.
We wear headphones. I've been wearing headphones for 50 years, and at least they don't go to 10 yet.
Right.
I still have some margin to go.
Yeah.
That's what I know when I'll retire, when I have to have my headphones on 11.
And that's actually one of the reasons I don't like the iPods or the what are they called? iPads? AirPads?
Those,
Earbuds.
Earbuds. We're all old. We're like, what? What are those they're called? I know. It's so
Ear
funny.
Trumpet.
My thing is, it's like attention. With the people I'm around, my friends, sometimes I'll just be like, okay, hey, I need you to tune in for a second because I'm actually going to say something important.
I think that is so cool. She precurses something important, like, I'm now going to make an announcement that you need to focus on.
Like, hey, look, no, I need you to actually listen for a second. Like, all actually right. Listen.
Sit down.
So there's a thin line between having a relationship and being a caretaker.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, God. I know. I haven't figured out how to cut that cord.
So it looked like 40%, 4 in 10 Americans used the extra hour of standard time to sleep over the weekend.
Okay.
This is according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, Big Sleep Medicine. They asked adults what they planned to do with them. They, and 40% said to sleep. 13% said that they would use their time to hang out with friends and family. Another 13% said they would enjoy a relaxing activity. 6% did housework. That was me. And run errands. And then 5% said they got caught up on work and their studies.
You know, I'd read a study that says when you do fall back, you only gain like less than 20 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But when you fall forward, you actually get more sleep than when you fall back for some reason. I don't know what the reason was, but it was counterintuitive.
So we found out that there's some tricks to the trade of making that small room look bigger, and here they are. They say strategically placing a big mirror opposite of a window actually will give you an optical illusion. It'll make your room feel not only bigger, but brighter.
Okay, that's also feng shui. A lot of people, if you walk into their home, you'll see a mirror right in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's feng shui, is it doesn't let bad energy in. It'll reflect it back out again.
That's true. And it mimics a window, and it's also reflecting the light. So you're mm-hmm. getting two benefits there.
Right. And if you have any curtains or window dressings up there, you may want to dump the heavier ones. They say let the sun shine in with lighter drapery fabrics, such as maybe some linen would be, or sheer. That would kind of work.
Yeah.
Or just ditch them all together and just have the blinds there.
And then when you have shears, you'll always have a ghost costume at Halloween.
Yes, true. let's see. They say the easiest way to make, and this is kind of the more interesting thing. They say, believe it or not, moving your furniture that leans against the wall, moving it out a few inches makes your room look bigger.
Isn't that weird? I guess we were trying to figure out why on the air. It's maybe the shadow or something.
Yeah.
It gives it a three-dimensional effect. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I feel like that would make you feel more confined, but apparently not. For me, it's accessibility. Like, so many of my outlets are behind furniture, so I like this idea for no other reason than I can access the plugs easier when I'm trying to vacuum.
I can tell you one thing. My shins do not like it when we move the furniture around.
Oh,
that and my little toe. I'm just thinking, you know, I moved the couch in. I know I can't feel my feet.
Yes.
My big toe is throbbing.
Yeah. It's believe me, I have my pinky toe's all busted up. My other toe is busted up on my right foot, and my knuckle still hurts.
You just moved into a new place. You're still learning the route.
Yes.
You know?
And you know, the funniest thing is the bathroom route in the middle of the night is the exact opposite way.
Oh, boy.
So I'm looking like a madman. I'm dashing off towards, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to the kitchen, not to the bathroom.
You haven't peed in the laundry room yet, have you?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Let's see. There's a new type of skimmer out there, and it's not the ones that we've been used to over the past year or two where they're hooked up to gas pumps and stealing your credit card information.
This one's online when you're trying to order something from one of the smaller, probably the smaller websites.
Yeah, the mom-and-pop e-commerce websites. Yeah. But it kind of works the same way, as it will capture your keystrokes, and it will transmit it as instantaneous to whoever the scammer is.
And they got all your information, all your bank card information and your codes and stuff.
Yeah, and they can go ahead and make a fake credit card and start using your account here. And the bad part is you really can't tell if there's any sort of this software or not. The only good way to know for sure is before you start putting in your credit card information, look up on your web browser, and in the address bar, you should see what looks like a little padlock. That's actually called the SSL certification, or the Secure Socket Layer. It's a method of encryption that communicates between you and the website, and it adds a layer of protection. You want to make sure that that's on there. And then go ahead, Janie.
I was just going to say, and I think you'll also see the HTTPS and not the HTTP.
That's right.
The extra
the S means security, right. I'm looking through the websites I have open here. Florida Highway Patrol, Florida 911, Facebook, Twitter.
They should all have the S's.
All of these have the little padlock on it. Even though they're not commerce sites, they have the padlock because they don't want nobody messing with your stuff.
Yeah. Another good way of a method to use if you're not using it already is things like PayPal, Google Pay, Apple Pay. Those are uses their own line of encryption. In fact, Apple boasts that theirs is unbreakable, which makes me feel really good. There's some stores that use Apple Pay, and I enjoy using that mainly because I don't have to fiddle for my credit card.
I wish more charity sites used the PayPal, because I would definitely donate to more charities if I didn't have to get my credit card number out and put the number in.
You know? Right.
Yeah, because it just redirects to PayPal, and then you log in and all that's secure, and then it redirects you back to the site, so you're not actually putting your credit card number through the site that you're trying to purchase from, which is nice.
And with all sort of computers, make sure you're running the latest software update. I know it's a pain to have it update and restart, but do it. That's very important. Also, update your passwords every once in a while to a strong mix of letters, numbers, and characters, and try not to use the same password for multiple websites. There's a cool web program called Lego Replay, which is pretty good for parents who have a room full of Legos that the kids no longer want. What do you do with them? And if you don't want to sell them, you can give them to charity. This actually goes to charity itself. You go to the Give Back Box is the charity itself, and you can print a free label. And what they do is they kind of recycle boxes, and then you can kind of put the Legos inside the box and ship it to them.
All right.
They clean them off and put them everything, and then they'll go ahead and distribute them to Teach for America to be distributed to children in need. And also a portion of them will go to the Boys and Girls Club. That's on a pilot program. If they say that goes better for their after-school programs, it'll open it up nationwide.
I wonder if anybody locally is doing that.
Yeah.
You can always call around, say, do you guys want Legos?
Yeah.
I mean, like the libraries.
Oh, that's a good one.
They do, a lot of the libraries then are doing, they do kid stuff in the weekends.
I wonder if Shans, like for Peds, would take them as well. Worth a call, huh?
Yeah.
And then finally, for you, knowing that we're heading into the holiday party season, you may find yourself double booked, or maybe just exhausted and you really don't want to go out. These are some of the best excuses to get out of plans at the last minute. Now, last minute doesn't mean 30 minutes before you're supposed to be there. These are plans as to, an hour or two ahead of time. They say you can always blame your hectic schedule, which is kind of true. Maybe your spouse or significant other is booking you at an event, and you're booking them at an event, and it happens to be at the same time. So you can let people know that you're double booked, and that can get you out of a party. They say you can let people know you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the flu or allergies, but I really should stay home tonight.
You see what Chris is doing there? Talking like a golf announcer. That's one of the secrets of that.
Yeah, so you can add maybe a little bit of that to it as well.
Uh-oh. Gotta go.
Hey, blame the kids. They're blaming you. Kids always need a nap or perhaps an after-school project that's due tomorrow. Hey, and you just found out about it today.
That's true.
So you can use that. This is more of the sketchy ones where you're really going to have to come up with some good storylines. If you keep it a mystery, so if you go with a vague suggestion of, hey, sorry, something urgent just popped up last minute, can we try and reschedule? Understand that you're probably going to have to come up with a really good story later.
Yeah, like, hey, are you okay? Was everything okay? You better have a good story for
that.
My favorite is just, hey, I just am not coming tonight. I have no good reason, but I'm tired, and I'm not coming.
I'm sick of you people.
Believe it or not, that is the most difficult one, is to be honest and just say, I don't want to come to your party, Carol. I don't want to come to your shisha.
I've done that. I don't do it all the time because I try not to have to do that. But occasionally, especially that's when you have a good friend, when you can say, look, It's caught up to me. The week's caught up to me. I'm tired, and I love you, but I need to stay home tonight.
Yeah.
And they're usually very understanding.
Yeah.
You know?
I think our good friends will know.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
They will. There's our show, Tuesday, November 4th, 5th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the Radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Indeed. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.